Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
And welcome back. Hello. I'm Ryan Ranker, filling in for Mark Cox. It's Friday, January 2nd, the day after New Year. And joining us now from Fox News Radio, Ryan Schmelz. Good morning.
Hey, good morning, Ryan. I prefer to be referred to as Ole Miss alumni Ryan Schmelz this morning.
All right, you need to give us a rundown here. So I just read the headline, and keep in mind, I don't pay attention to sports as much as I used to. So the headline is, Ole Miss-Georgia Sugar Bowl thriller ends with delayed celebrations as officials demand last second be played. How did this go last night?
Oh, man. Okay. So this was quite weird and might be a little complicated, too. So, Georgia was trying to do the whole lateral thing at the end of the game after they got the kickoff. They threw this, like, lateral behind, like, across the field, and then the ball rolled out of bounds, like, in the end zone, and it was a safety. And so Georgia had to kick the ball off, So all Ole Miss had to do was fall on the ball or just like tap it and the clock would have hit zero. But instead the players forgot to do that and Georgia fell on it. So they actually recovered an onside punt, which I've never seen in my life.
Onside punt. So,
So while the Ole Miss players were celebrating and there was like a little bit of confetti that fell down, like they were starting to pull the stage out. The refs like sent everyone back to the sidelines again, and Georgia got to run one more play. So I got a couple more minutes of anxiety just because of that. But fortunately, Georgia did not score on that play, and Ole Miss ended up winning.
All right. So in that moment, you're watching this, the wild roller coaster of emotions going through you. Were you yelling and screaming? Were you getting into it that way?
It was pretty intense. Let's just say that. Yeah. I mean, like we weren't yelling about that. It was more just like, oh no, like if anyone's going to lose in this fashion, it'd be us, but fortunately that did not happen. So I'm actually on the board for the DC Ole Miss alumni and we have a watch party, at Mission Navy Yard here in DC. And so, I was hosting last night and we all left very happy.
Yep. Do you remember that old photo of when there's President Obama, Hillary Clinton, them in the Situation Room, and they're watching the raid to get Osama bin Laden? And was that what it was like when you're around a group and you're watching the last play of the Sugar Bowl and your team, all they got to do is hold on to it. They got to stop Georgia. Is that what it was like watching it in silence?
Some people know, but some people were already celebrating. I think some people forgot that it was even like the game wasn't over yet. Like we had to like kind of like, hey y'all, like yo, we still have one more play, and people are just like, nah, we got this, we won. It was like a very unlikely play for Georgia to score on. You know, it was like a 90, like one play left ball at the 90-yard line or something like that. So like there are people who were, you know, kind of like, ah, we're good, but others like, no.
No, you don't want to give the opportunity.
So imagine, like, Yeah, so I was like Obama and Clinton in that picture, but like just imagine them, but then you got like people like partying in the background, like waving pom-poms and throwing things in the air. That's kind of how that picture was. So you just put a green screen behind them and then like animate something, some craziness happening. That's probably what it was like.
Yep. Well, I mean, it is 2026. I think Notre Dame has predicted this would happen. There's a lot of people that were talking about their predictions for the year. You know, and I know you're looking forward to 2026. And I have to say, are we the only fools working on the day after New Year? Because you were telling our producer, Drew, here that normally you're a guy that's in demand. You're doing all these different radio hits. But today we're your only one, which leads me to believe we're the only two people working.
It might be that way, you know, day after New Year's is, but we have a fascinating podcast, series of shows for the Fox News Rundown from Washington. So I had to be here to make sure we filled that in, but yeah, no, it does feel like it is a little quieter. You know, New Year's happened on we had a weird time this year, like it being a Thursday. So I guess it's like, okay, so do employers get people off Wednesday and Friday, or do they make them come in? You know, it's kind of like a weird time, right?
Right. And, you know, working at a radio station, here's what happens. And I bet you can sympathize with this. We get an email from the general manager that says, you've all worked really hard. So if you can, go ahead and just take the rest of the day off. Don't feel free. You can work from home if you need to. And every single person that is on air is exempt from that. It's basically an email that goes out to the sales staff. And you always feel like they get all the exceptions. And here we are working on the holidays.
Yeah. So as you're saying this, I'm pulling up the map or the 2027 calendar. Uh-huh. Like 2027 is going to be off just because Christmas is on a Saturday.
Oh,
like okay. there's going to be like no benefit to Christmas in 2027.
Wait, 2026 or 2027 next year?
2027. 2026 Christmas will be on a Friday. But 2027, Christmas is going to be on a Saturday. So,
oh, no.
Yeah.
Then what do they do? Well, you're in trouble
then
now.
No one has off yet. No, you don't get any days off.
Well, they say the Mayan calendar was off by a little bit, so maybe we don't have to worry about it. And it's all for naught. But looking into 2026, there's going to be a lot of congressional battles, and it seems like they just added a new battle onto it with all of the emphasis on trying to root out fraud and abuse. We had Doge and Elon Musk last year, and that got a lot of attention, but now we're going into a potential another government shutdown, and on top of that, they're saying billions of dollars worth of fraud when it comes to child daycares, healthcare centers, housing, things like that. It seems like there's all these different battles that keep popping up for Congress to investigate.
We're getting started off very quickly. We're hitting the ground running. Let's just put it that way. Yes, we've got a government funding battle that with funding expiring at the end of January. The minute lawmakers get back next week, you've got the healthcare issue still unresolved. And then, yes, we're expecting potentially some officials from the state of Minnesota to be coming to Capitol Hill to speak about fraud and what's been going on. We'll see if the House Oversight Committee is able to land Governor Walz and some of the other big names there. But, you know, a subpoena could be able to get them in there pretty easily. So, yeah, it's going to be very, very active the minute we get back here.
What do you think is going to happen with these Obamacare subsidies? You think that's going to be the big thing that holds up the government, perhaps another shutdown?
Potentially. I think it really depends on, you know, the appetite that people have for another shutdown, and whether or not that's something that really people are going to be willing to go through again. I think one thing that could be different is that these appropriations bills, at least the next four that they could be voting on soon, you know, they've been negotiated behind closed doors, and that includes Republicans, Democrats, you name them. And you know, the one of the Democrats in charge of negotiating on the Senate side is a member of their party leadership. So, you know, it seems like, you know, if they were to finish these bills, you know, why would Democrats hold them up for that reason, especially if they're able to get some wins on their side? So so we'll see what ultimately happens when they finish negotiating and all that. But you know, there's still a lot of things to get resolved. And yes, this healthcare issue is still lingering out there. And of course, Chuck Schumer remembers all the flack that he got, both from the most recent government funding battle, but also the one that happened right once President Trump took office.
Yeah. And it's so interesting with the healthcare stuff, because originally they said they would revisit some of these things. It doesn't seem like they've been revisited, but of course, things going on behind the scenes always could mean we're just not knowing about it. But the other side of it is they could always retroactively add these things, and they do that all the time, meaning it goes back to an earlier date and then it's taken care of, meaning if someone's worried about right now that the whole year is going to be like this, it may not actually be the
case. Maybe you like cooking. Maybe you don't. Either way, the new Blue Apron is for you. Because along with our classic meal kits, we're offering new pre-made and one-pan meals to help you get dinner on the table fast. And now there's no subscription needed, so you can just order and enjoy. Do delicious food your way. Shop 100-plus meals at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
Thanks to TikTok ads, I was able to open up a business with my childhood friend and even hire employees. My name is Julian, and I am one of the founders of The Snacks Lab. We are an exotic snack company. We import snacks from all over the world. We had over $100,000 in sales from our TikTok ads in the first month. So our orders went from 5 a day to over 250 orders a day. You definitely have to use TikTok ads.
TikTok for Business is helping owners like you reach new customers every day. Head over to getstarted.tiktok.com/TikTok ads.
Case.
Yeah. And I've kind of said, too, one of the things that to watch out for here is, are Democrats going to be willing, or at least enough Democrats, be willing to take yes and no for an answer? And what I mean by that is, you know, are they going to be willing to take a watered down version of what they've been asking for? What they've been asking for is a 3-year extension of the health care subsidies with no significant reforms. But will they take a 1-year extension? Will they take a 2-year extension? Will they take some of the reforms like the income caps that have been proposed, in many cases on a bipartisan basis? And if they're willing to do that, that improves the chances of something getting passed. And are they willing to say, take no for an answer, which is, yes, we're going to accept that we aren't going to be able to get the 3-year extension that we've been pushing for? So, yeah, if those things fall in line, you know, there could be a situation where they do pass some type of extension of the healthcare subsidies.
Yeah, and healthcare, I think everyone understands healthcare is screwed up in the United States. There needs to be some changes to fix the system, and even across the aisle, they understand that. Just how do you accomplish it? One of the things I think Republicans, and this is the tough thing that I think Republicans put into their strategy, which is, we're going to offset the cost in other ways. So we'll lower taxes and we'll give you credits here and we'll do this. And by the end, it's a net wash. It never works out that way. And on the same side, on the Democratic side, they'll say, you know, we'll root out some of these problems. They never do. And it just gets more expensive when they say it's going to get cheaper. And it seems like nothing gets done. Maybe that's just part of getting old, when you realize that nothing ever gets done. They always they talk more than they act. And I don't know if that'll ever fix anything.
Yeah, and also we got to keep in mind that when we talk about the Obamacare tax credits, it's something that impacts 20 million people, which is roughly, you know, 5 to 6% of the population. So, yes, I mean, that's 20 million is still a lot of people, but also it's not a lot of people, too, because there are people who don't get impacted by this. So, it's one of those issues where, you know, there's definitely a need to do something and to ensure that the significant amount of people don't see an increase in their premiums, but it does not impact every single American. And that's where some of these things fall. It's like, okay, well, will this tax policy actually impact me? Will it not? Will this healthcare policy impact me? Will it not? There's all those questions anytime something gets passed, which is, you know, how many people does this truly impact? And are you at home going to actually be impacted by this?
Do you think the fact that this year is a midterm year means there's indications they're going to dig in deep?
Potentially, yeah. I think that's always when Marjorie Taylor Greene decided to step away. That's which one of the things she was alluding to was that she didn't feel that the next year, which is this year, 2026, was going to be a year that much was going to be accomplished because the midterm, pressure was going to start to build in. And she believes that whenever there's a midterm, that means not much gets done. you know, some would beg to differ, but that is kind of one of the lingering things, which is, okay, well, how will the midterm pressure and that the fact that we're in that battle now, how is that going to impact how legislation gets passed on Capitol Hill or how the White House behaves?
Right. All right. So what happens to your Ole Miss next?
We play Miami in Arizona for the semifinal for the college football playoffs. And keep in mind that we are actually ranked above Miami. We're the 6th seed. Miami is the 10th seed. But Miami looked pretty dang good against against Ohio State this week. But look, I mean, we beat Georgia, which is a powerhouse and probably the premier program in college football right now, if it's not Ohio State. So it's going to be a fight, but I think I'm feeling confident with it. Let's go.
Yeah, I don't have a preference, honestly. I'll root for Ole Miss just for you, and I won't feel bad if Miami wins, mostly because they beat Ohio State, and that makes me happy. But I'll be rooting for Ole Miss more than anyone else for you.
Good. I appreciate that, Ryan. And yeah, we got to keep it in the SEC. Let's go.
Ryan Schmelz, thank you so much, and Happy New Year to you, sir.
Happy New Year, Ryan. Thank you.
He's with Fox News Radio. He's a real one, and I always enjoy those conversations. You're listening to the Mark Cox Morning Show. I'm Ryan Recker, filling in 97.1 FM Talk.
Oh, it's such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide and free professional installation. Rules and restrictions apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
Oh, could this vintage store be any cuter?
Right? And the best part? They accept Discover.
Accept Discover? In a little place like this? I don't think so, Jennifer.
Oh, yeah, huh? Discover's accepted where I like to shop. Come on, baby, get with the times.
Right, so we shouldn't get the parachute pants?
These are making a comeback. I think.
Discover is accepted at 99% of places that take credit cards nationwide. Based on the February 2025 Nielsen report.
The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. 1 in 4 students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now, and listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.
It's a new year, and it's time to get your picks in 26 with Bob's Discount Furniture. Shop Bob's for hot new styles featuring the latest technology, like stylish sleeper sectionals with immersive Bluetooth audio, relaxing reclining sofas with LED lighting, and fabulous fireplaces with mood lighting and speakers, all at Bob's everyday low prices, of course. So if you want to refresh your room for less, save big by stopping in or shopping online at Bob's Discount Furniture.